Welcome to Reality Student Ministries, and thanks for listening. We are all about learning how to live this life to the fullest, getting the most out of every day. For information on upcoming events, sermon series, and ways to connect, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com, as well as like our Facebook page at RSM. Now here is today's message.
Awesome. So that is actually a Mini Cooper commercial that I found that I thought was really interesting. It kind of goes along with what we're talking about today because so many people focus on normal. Now, Justin said that that paint scene with the car, that we could do that with his white car that's out in the lot, so we'll just paint it, and then he can drive around in donuts, and it'll paint all this, right? No? Oh, okay. Only if I pay for new, well, I will pay for the paint that's new that we're putting on it. I'll pay for that. Will that work? So, no. But what we, this is called, or that was saying not normal. Who would ever want to be normal, right? And see, the definition of normal is kind of different for everybody. The definition of normal kind of changes, right? There's a couple definitions. Some people want to be normal. Like, some of you guys might find yourselves like I did. I just want to be normal. Like, I want to be just normal with everyone else because I was kind of weird. I was kind of out there. I didn't really, you know, in high school and stuff, I didn't really fit in. And so I constantly just wanted to be normal. I, like, wanted to be liked by people. And this is really sad, but so I wanted to have people call me up. Some people are the callers. Like, is anyone in here the ones that start, like, hey, you want to come hang out with me? Anyone in here like that? Some people are the ones that get called and are like, hey, do you want to come hang out with me? Like, anyone the receiver of the calls? Yeah. Or text, sorry. Or some people just never get the call or the text. Anyone like that? That's me, right? So that's, I got the call. I can count. This is really sad, and you're going to be like, man, my youth pastor's a loser. 3 times in high school, though. Hey, Donnie, you want to hang out? It was by this guy who had a lot of land. He was like, hey, Donnie, you want to come, and we're going to go sledding on my hill. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. But I can't get out of my neighborhood, so I guess not, no. Because it was like a snow day, so I couldn't go out. So all of a sudden, I was almost normal. And then, no, I didn't normal. The other time that he actually called, he asked me to be a part of this Bible study on Fridays that all the cool kids were being a part of. And so I was like, yes! And so it was really sad because he's in my class. And my mom had to meet him to drop me off because I couldn't drive yet. So he had to drive me to the... I was like, oh, thanks, Mom. Did you forget your lunch? No, I got it. Like, I was that guy. So some people are wanting to be normal. Like, they want to be normal. Other people don't want to be normal. They're like, oh my gosh, I just want to be different. I don't want to be confined in a box, you people with your labels, right? And like, you want to be out there and like different and like not. Yes, all right. So you don't want to be labeled. You don't want to have people put labels. You don't want to be in a box. You don't want to be normal. You want to be different and out there and all sorts of stuff. And then there's some people, which this is the group that I moved into, and you're just content with whatever. Like, you don't care if you get the call or not. And I started to move into that because you kind of fit in everywhere. You're like a jack of all trades. And they say master of none. Like, you're a jack of all trades. You're good at a lot of stuff, and so you can fit in and find your niche with wherever you go. Like I was really, you know, this is embarrassing again, but I was a nerd in high school. I was a geek. I was a nerd. I liked Star Wars, and I was like, hey, guys, let's play with lightsabers, right? And I made a movie with lightsabers and all sorts of Star Wars stuff. And so I was the guy that could hang out with the nerds, but when I was with the nerds, I was nerdy, and they had literally, like, this whole room of Lego Star Wars figures. Like, it was massive. And they'd get so mad because I would flick pennies at them and knock them over while I was sitting there. They're like, stop it! So, but they're always working on stuff, which now they go to Comic-Con and sell lots of stuff because they are artists, and so it's kind of crazy. But so I was a nerd with them. But I was also athletic. You know, I played tennis, soccer, basketball, all that stuff. And so I couldn't be athletic with them, though, because they're like, what are you talking about, right? And so, like, I could go then and be with the jocks and hang with them and, you know, do whatever we did, you know, like run in circles because we were that cool. I don't know what jocks did, but, you know, I could go play tennis, I could go play basketball, I could hang out with them or, you know, some of the guys that were just musically inclined, like I would just go and I'd play guitar with them and I just, you know, we'd hang out like that. And so I kind of, but I never was like the guy, the go-to guy. I kind of just like floated everywhere, and so I was kind of in this circle of, you know, I'm kind of content with doing whatever. I just feel, to me, my normal is Donnie. I'm Donnie normal. It's just who I am. It's just I can be normal to everyone and anyone. I'm not really extraordinary, and so sometimes normal can be a good thing. You know, parents talk to me all the time. I can't believe my kid's doing this or whatever. It's like, hey, it's okay. He's normal. He's going through normal stuff. Oh, she's fine. Don't worry about it. She's just dealing with normal teenage emotions. Don't worry about that, right? Or people come up to you and say, hey, it's normal to feel nervous. Or the doctor comes in. I used to love, and these words were like treasured, when the doctor would come in for Lauren when we were having our two boys and stuff, and he goes, well, everything checks out normal. Oh, because that was like music to my ears. I wanted my kid to be normal in that process of being formed in the womb. And it's like, if he came in and was like, well, some things are abnormal, that's a bad thing, right? And so we wanted something to be normal. And so that was good. But then sometimes normal can be a bad thing. Like normal is kind of the thing that's like, oh, like, wow, she excelled past everyone else, and she was an amazing athlete, and no one else could touch her. She was above average. She wasn't normal at all. It's like, yeah, you normal people over there. It's like, oh, she is extraordinary. That's what we should strive for. Or he excelled in his studies, and he was above normal in everything. He was just an amazing student, and it's like, oh, wow. Or the worst feeling is like when you go to a dentist, and like they're doing a filling. I've had a lot of fillings in my life, and they're like, hey, you're gonna feel some pressure, and that's normal. No, it's not. That is not normal. When they tell you it's normal, it is not. It hurts. That is not normal pressure. It's like, it's like it's hugging it. No, it's like there's a jackhammer inside of my head trying to get to my brain. That's not normal, right? But they're like, oh, it's just normal. That's not a good normal, right? And so here's the definition of what normal. Normal means conforming to the standard or the common type, or it means usual or regular. It basically means that you are not alone. That's what normal in the dictionary actually means, that you are not alone, that it's conforming to a standard. And normal, in fact, means the majority. It means that everyone's dealing with it. Like, everyone has that. A lot of people deal with the same thing. That's normal. It's okay, right? It's normal. It's the majority of things. And like, it's like, for humans, it's normal to have two eyeballs. Like, oh, hey, you got two eyeballs? I got two eyeballs. Hey, you got two? I got two. You got two? I got two. You got two? I got two. That's normal. It's abnormal to have three eyeballs. That's weird, yeah. Right? If somebody had three eyeballs, that's not normal. That's a weird, that's kind of interesting, right? So the question is, what's normal in your life, right? Sometimes you look at what's normal, like breakfast for me. I have a normal breakfast every morning. It's always my normal breakfast. It's two eggs and a piece of toast with peanut butter on it. I almost always have two eggs and a piece of toast with peanut butter. That's my normal kind of breakfast, unless it's Friday or Saturday, and then I have donuts because I take Obadiah to go get donuts. Or like TV, like you have a usual show. Does anyone have like a usual show? Like, this is a show I always watch. Like, no one just like watches one episode of one show and then like just one episode and just, oh, okay. So some of you people do. Some of you people are above normal. So everyone has a normal show, or at McDonald's, like you typically always order the same thing, or you go to a restaurant, you always kind of order. It's the normal, it's the regular, right? Yeah. So we have this thing, and normal is basically a standard. It's seen as a standard in our everyday life. But see, what is normal today wasn't normal years ago and won't be normal years from now. What's normal today is normal for today, but it's not normal yesterday. Like, what do you do if you're in a waiting room and you're bored and you're just in the room? What do you do? Play on your phone? Well, that blew the illustration out of the water. Play on your phone. How many people play on the phone or on an iPod of some sort? Yeah, because that's, right now, that's kind of the usual, or like, look at Facebook, Twitter stock, you know, Instagram, selfie, me at the doctor, right? Like, it's normal just to do those sorts of things. Like, it's normal. But guess what? Like, 10 years ago, yeah, that wasn't normal. Like, 15 years ago, like, smartphones, what's that, right? Cell phones 20 years ago, boop, beep, pop, boop, right? Hello? That's, so it wasn't normal. What's normal today wasn't normal years ago. And like, when you want to watch something, often, who has Netflix or know what Netflix is, right? We watch stuff on Netflix. Netflix actually has, like, original series now. Like, only on Netflix, right? Several years ago, Netflix? What's that mean, right? No one even knew what it was. Or if you want to watch, like, crazy compilation videos of fails or cats dancing or anything like that, where do you go? YouTube. Yeah, that's not normal for 20 years ago. Like, YouTube, that was never heard of. But now, like, Justin Bieber was found on YouTube. That's crazy, right? And so what's normal today wasn't normal back then, even years ago. Or you even listen to music, and, it, you know, how many of you guys listen to A-tracks, right? That's what we listen to what? ask Rachel. or cassette tapes. It was before cassette tapes. Do you know what cassette tapes are? You have to know what cassette tapes are. They're before CDs. Do you know what a CD is?
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh my word. Okay. So, the definition of normal has changed over the years through music, through fashion, through technology, even the language that you use. That's so rad. Yeah, no one really says that anymore. But, see, even the language, the way that you talk. And what's interesting is colleges and stuff are starting to prepare you for jobs that don't even exist yet. Like, some of the Stanford and Harvard, they don't want to prepare you for jobs. They want to help you make a job. Like, their whole thing isn't about preparing you for the workforce. They're trying to help you create the next workforce, whatever it might be, create that. And so it's like they're trying to help you come up with solutions to problems that don't even exist yet. Wow, that's like mind blown, right? So over the next several weeks and a month or so or a couple months, we're going to be diving into this constantly changing definition of normal, of what it means to be normal and how society is normal, and even talking about, hey, there's a standard that God wants us to be that says God's normal. Like, God has a normal, right? There's a standard that God wants us to live at that as God followers, he's saying, hey, this is a normal for Christians. And often we fall short. And so we're going to look at some of that over the next few weeks and talking about that, because here's the thing. And man, this hits home. But here's the thing. When it comes to normal and saying, oh, I want to break out of the mold of being normal, I want to follow God's normal and be the new normal, hence our shirts, right? The new normal. Here's the thing is it's not about doing more. It's not about doing more. It's about living more. And that might seem, okay, that doesn't make sense to me. Right? That might seem a little confusing, but what we're going to talk about is the fact that it's not about just doing. It's not about doing things, it's not about this habits that you're trying to do, right? Because all you guys know that if you're trying to be the cool kid, that only lasts for so long. For me, it lasted for like not even a half a day. It's like, hey guys, what's happening? Woo. And then they're like, right? Like instantly, you can only put on a front and only change your habits for so long. It needs to start with something deeper. It needs to start with that heart. It needs to say, you know what? I don't want to just do more. I want to live it. I want to be more. I want to be more. And so our world's normal is different than God's normal. And we're going to find out that God's normal is something so exciting, so out of the box that we often think that Christianity and coming to church is just like, okay, that's normal. That's what being a Christian is. That's what normal is. And God's saying, no, you don't even understand. When you start living my standard, when you start living as my normal, man, you don't believe the kind of power that happens, the kind of miracles that you're going to see, the kind of stuff that God is going to do in you and through you. God can do extraordinary stuff when you start being his normal. When you start being a new normal. Romans 12, verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. So don't be conformed to this world. Don't be this world's definition of normal, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and that way that you can discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, what is normal for God. What is God's normal? So we have to transform our mind. We have to renew our mind to be able to see what God's normal is. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says this. So if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. As God followers, there needs to be a new standard for our life, a new normal for the way that we live. If we say we love Jesus, there needs to be something new in us, a new creation, a new standard, a new normal of how we actually live. God talked to the Israelites specifically when he chose and said, hey, you need to live a life differently. There's a new normal that your standard of life is going to be changing. It says this in Leviticus 20, verse 26. I know I'm throwing a lot of verses at you, but I'm trying to paint this picture that there is a difference throughout Scripture, Old and New Testament, that God's saying, I have a different plan for your life. That if you feel like you are just trying to get by and you feel like you are doing the same thing as everyone else, that you are missing out. That God's saying, man, I want you to see yourself differently because I want you to be differently. That there is something that's going to be different about the way that you live than the way that the world lives. That you don't need to act, think, talk, or be like them. But I want you to start living life full. So in Leviticus 20, verse 26, it says, you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and I have separated you from other peoples to be mine. See, holy means to be set apart. That's literally what it means, to be set apart. It means that we no longer conform to one standard of normal. We're now striving after a new standard, a new normal. We're set apart. And you're saying, wait a second, I thought normal means we conform to a standard. Right, but we're setting apart from the world's normal. We're going after God's normal. We're going after a new normal, saying, God, I don't want to be in the old. I want to be in the new. I want to be everything that you created me to be. And Peter even goes back to this verse, and it says in 1 Peter 1, verse 13 through 16, it says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. I love that verse. Prepare your minds for action, meaning God's going to do something. God's going to show up and show off in your life. And if you don't feel like you're doing anything of action in your life as a Christian, then you are missing it. And that's kind of a thing that you can check yourself on. You're saying, God, I don't know if I'm, you know, am I really going all out? Am I really living life full? Well, when was the last time that you were involved in some sort of action for God? Prepare your minds for action. Discipline yourselves. Set all hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed. Like obedient children, do not be conformed, there it is again, to the desires that you formerly had in ignorance. Instead, as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, for it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. I love the Message version, and it's written down for you guys in there, but you can look up on the screen. It says, so roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil. Man, how often do we say, yeah, let's go after God, and then it's just like, yeah, I'm just reading because I feel like I have to. I just show up to church because I have to. And all of a sudden we fall into this old groove. Don't fall into the old grooves of evil, but doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life. a life energetic and blazing with holiness. God said, I am holy, you be holy. Energetic and blazing with holiness. That means that when you start living life disciplined, when you start living life in a new stage of normal, you are energetic and you are set apart, that something is different about you, that you're not like, oh, I'm getting through. I've seen so many pastors, pet peeve of mine, pastors that are like, oh, you know, just trying to get through. You know, it's ministry, it's just work. I talk to people that are at jobs, it's just, you know, it's work, it's just, you know, whatever. It's like, man, if you say you're a God follower, you should be energetic. You should be excited about what God is doing. You should be ready for action. You should be involved and say, man, God is going to be doing something in and through my life. I need to be ready for action. You know, and even I myself fall into this. It was just even last week, Pastor Aaron came up to me and was like, hey, Donnie, you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And he was like, well, I just noticed you don't seem as, you know, I don't know, energetic as usual. Is everything going okay? And I realized that all of a sudden I had let some things just get to me. I had let some things just drag me down and frustrate me to the point to where another person noticed, which was clear to me, that says when I'm living after God with everything, my life is a reflection of that I'm energetic, I'm loud. You know, people here, they see me riding. I have a skateboard that I ride back and forth because I get bored sometimes of walking. I don't like walking down the hallway to Pastor Aaron or the office down to the main sanctuary. So I have a skateboard. So I just ride that. But, like, I'm just energetic. And some of you guys are like, you just ping off the walls sometimes. I'm excited about what God's doing. And some people think it's a personality thing. I'm actually very much introverted. I like to be by myself, quiet, right? But there's something about when I start thinking about who God is and who God's called me to be, that I just start getting excited about it. And so I'm telling you that if you find yourself, okay, then I think you're missing out on the normal life that God has for you. I think you're missing out on the standard that God wants you to be a part of. And see, we're going to set a new standard of living, if we're striving after a new normal, then what's the first step? And here's the biggest thing that I want you to catch today. Tonight, this is what I want you to know, is you need to start identifying what you accept as normal. Identifying what you accept as normal. Because everybody has some sort of normal, right? Often you go to the doctor, and this is always a problem for me. Like, I would get to the doctor, and all of a sudden you feel fine. Like, my mom would bring me to the doctor, and I'd sit on the table, and the doctor's like, so, how are you doing? I'm doing great. How are you doing? Why are you here? Oh, yeah, I guess I wasn't feeling good, right? All of a sudden, there was something that wasn't normal with me. There is something that I noticed in my life that wasn't normal for me. And God's created us, but often we're living a life not recognizing that God's normal, that that there's an abnormality in our life, that we're abnormal from the way that God created us, and we just start living with that. And we go to the doctor, and we don't even realize that we're accepting things. And if we stop and think about it, we're accepting things that don't really line up with living the full life that God created us for. And there's this clip of a movie that, man, this movie is super old. It's even black and white. That's how old it is. But it's called Young Frankenstein, or Frankenstein. But you'll see there's a guy in there that accepts something that's not really normal, but he accepts it as normal. Everyone else sees it as, you got something there. And you'll see the doctor and him have a quick talk. Let's see if this video actually can work.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. You're putting me on.
Go ahead and stop.
No, it's pronounced...
It wasn't working. Oh, man. These old movies, they don't even work nowadays on YouTube. What happens is this guy has this hump, and he's like... And the doctor's like, I can fix that hump for you. And he goes, what? What do you mean? What hump? He's like, the hump right there. He's like, I don't have a hump. No, you have a... I don't have a hump. And he has this, like, giant thing on his back. And the reality is... Some of us are living with humps in our lives that we don't even realize. And God's like, you got a hump. And you're like, I'm doing great. What are you talking about, right? And so it's one of those things that often we accept things that we think are normal that are abnormal for God's reality, for God's normal. And so often we the world starts to say, well, boys will be boys, you know, girls are girls, kids are kids, you know, what are you going to do? They're going to do that sort of thing. And unfortunately, here's some realities that we are accepting as normal as a society that God's saying, this is, you're missing it, right? Like, one of the biggest things is, like, premarital sex, like living with your boyfriend or going too far with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever it might be because, you know, you want to test drive the car before you buy it, right? Wrong. People say that. People say, well, hey, you know, I gotta live with my girlfriend or boyfriend. And I've actually had a conversation with a guy that said that. I'm like, what? What do you, how is that even, that doesn't even compute in my mind. But all of a sudden they think, hey, you know, and some of you guys are like, I'm a good Christian kid. I don't even think that way. And you're right. But you know what, as Christians do, we want to say, all right, I'm not gonna go, the S word is bad. We don't have sex. But how far can we go up to that? Like, what is okay? And so we think, hey, making out's okay. Hey, you know, that's not, everyone's doing it. It's not that big of a deal, Donnie. It's not that big of a deal to make out. But in reality, God's saying, you know, I want the best for you, and I want you to start giving your heart away. And so that's a normal thing all of a sudden that God's saying, you are letting some of these humps on your back become normal. You don't even recognize them. You're accepting it as normal when it's an abnormality. It's not really supposed to be there. Or you got the experimentation with drugs and alcohol and stuff like that, like Colorado, Washington, all those states that are now legalizing marijuana. Hey, it's normal. It's okay if I go out there and smoke. It's okay if I'm out there. You know, God says don't put anything impure in your body, but hey, that's fine, right? That's another thing that we're accepting as normal because society says it's okay, but it's really not. Even junior hires, even high schoolers are experimenting with stuff because, hey, you know, hey, or their parents gave the alcohol to us. Man, I knew a ton of parents that would let, and they knew about it, and they would actually go buy it for the kids. And it's like, they're like, hey, it's okay because it's in our house. It's like, no, I don't think you understand. When you start to impair your body, all of a sudden, one, it's against the law for underage people. Two, when you start impairing your body, God created you a specific way. You're not called to start putting these different things in and start impairing your body in a different way, right? And so all of a sudden, we're accepting these things as normal. Or, and here's a big one, and this is going to make a lot of you feel uncomfortable, but literally, statistically, and in my own personal experience of talking to junior hires, this is something that's being raised up in junior high and is being talked about in high school as prevalent now, is this whole, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, but this whole feeling of I got these bisexual feelings. I don't know which, Lady Gaga says, baby, I'm born this way. So I don't, maybe I'm born one way. I don't know. I can experiment, try it, you know, we're friends, so it's okay. And all of a sudden, we're accepting some of these things as normal, and we're saying, you know, this is okay, when God's saying it's not okay. You're accepting these things as normal that aren't normal, or even language. The way we talk to people, the way we talk about people, what we say, the words we use, oh, that's not really a cuss word. It's okay. Oh, she knows I'm kidding. Right? And all of a sudden, we're accepting some of these things as normal. And God's saying, man, I want everything that comes out of your mouth to be edifying. I want you to speak life and not death into people. Yeah. But we're saying, no, it's okay if we, oh, they know I'm kidding. Or the ultimate focus of life is to be happy. Do whatever feels good. But God's saying, no, it's not about whether you're happy. It's not about whether you feel good. Because guess what? As soon as I feel happy, that's great. But if I don't feel happy in my marriage, does that mean that it's okay if I just walk out? If I'm not happy with my kids, can I just ship them out? All right. See you, Obadiah. You pooped way too many times in your big boy pants, right? Like, all of a sudden, I'm not happy, right? No, God hasn't called us to be happy. Happiness is a choice, but happiness is an emotion. Joy is a choice. We choose to be joy. That's why it says be energetic. Be ready for action. We choose to be energetic. We choose to be joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So here's the line that I actually pulled this from social media, and this is something that wasn't spiritual. This wasn't something that an amazing pastor said or even I found in the Bible. But man, how much it clarifies and how much it signifies what is going on in our society. What you put up with, you end up with. And you can only expect what you accept. You can only expect what you accept. And I want you to catch this. That you can't expect God to show up and show off in your life when you are accepting the world's normals in your life. You can't expect God to do something incredible in and through you. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we had these boards saying, what do you want God to do in the world around you? I want this. What do you want God to do in your personal life? Man, I want this. You can't expect God to move in and through you when you're accepting something that's not of Him. When you're accepting these social norms that are coming up against the way that He created you. Man, we all fall into this at some level. And all of a sudden we're saying, oh, I just don't feel like God's with me anymore. You know, I'm not that personality. I'm not really energetic and all the time. I got this or whatever. We can blame anything. But God's saying, no, there is a way that I created you, and I want you to start living normal, God's normal, and start raising the standard. Right? Satan always has a way of twisting the truth of God. God says, I have plans to prosper you. Satan says, no, everyone's against you. It's you against everyone else. God says, I want you to thrive and live a full life. Satan says, no, you just got to survive. You just got to get through it. God says, my ways are higher than yours. You're not always going to understand everything, but trust me. Satan says, you're the only one in control and trust only yourself. You can't trust anybody you can't see or feel or touch. God says, no, there's a standard of living that opens up your world to a whole new level. And serving me, I never change. And Satan says, you know what? Just find where you fit in and make sure that you feel happy. And if you don't, then change. And so before we start declaring ourselves as the new normal, before we can say, you know what, I am the new normal. You know, and these T-shirts that the worship team and some of the support staff have on and I got on, you know, if you want them, they're awesome. You can actually purchase them. We have an order form and all that if you want to wear them around. They're about $15. But this is merely a way of saying, you know what, it's not just a moment with Jesus. I'm marked. I want to live a new normal. I don't want to live in the old way. I don't want to live with the old standard. I don't want to accept things that aren't God's standard of normal. Because if we start expecting God to do something in our life, remember in January we said this year is going to be a year of limitless possibilities. If that's going to happen, then we have to stop accepting things as normal. We have to stop accepting the world's normal and start pushing back against it and start saying, God, I want your normal above everything else. So the first step to this is identifying what am I accepting in my life as normal. What am I accepting in my life and saying that this is normal? And so we're going to go into our huddle time. There's basically three questions. You may or may not get to all of them. But the first question is, what is normal in your life? Your group of friends, how do you define normal? What does that look like? You know, what do people on your team or your school accept as normal that doesn't line up with God's definition? And then do you see yourself accepting these social norms or pushing against them? And how do you push back against them? How do you not conform to the pattern of this world? Remember, Romans 12:2 said, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Right? Don't go into the old normal. We want the new normal. We want to declare, God, I am the new normal. I want to be the new normal in you. So let's pray. And then we're going to break out into our groups of junior high girls over there, senior high girls, and then guys on up here. Dear God, I thank you for tonight. God, I thank you that you have set up a new standard, that you have a new normal for us, Lord. And we need to first identify what are we accepting as normal that isn't, that you haven't created us for. And so often we buy into the lies. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us new eyes to see, God, what is it that you want us to see? Help us to see your normal, your new standard, so that we not only can be a new normal in you, but normal means a majority, and so that we can start being a generation that's a majority of God's normal, a majority that's going after you solely, a majority that's seeking you with everything that we have and saying, God, would you rapture this world in your love? Would you do something amazing in the people that we come up to? Lord, would you do something incredible in our teammates, our coworkers, our teachers, and our families? Lord, we want to see you move, but we know that we can't expect you to move if we're accepting the world's normal and some of these lies. So God, I pray that you would just open us up. God, you're awesome. I pray that these students know that there's a God who passionately cares about them and that I passionately care about them. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to this message from Reality Student Ministries. Our hope is that you've learned a little bit more of who God is and who He has called you to be. For information on how you can get connected to our student ministry, be sure to check us out online at reality.painesvilleag.com or like our Facebook page at RSM. Now get out there and have an incredible day.